Hi, it's Dave. So Elon Musk gets slammed by the New York Times today. I mean, I'm telling you, this article is absolutely brutal. But what's worse is this article is trying to insinuate that Tesla is all about just profits, doesn't care about safety, is willing to throw out safety just to, you know, build their business, up their share price, whatever. And I think this article is probably one of the worst articles ever against Tesla. And what's worse about it is it's completely unfounded, in my opinion, the conclusions that this article is trying to push. All right, let's go into this article. So I'll link to the article in the video description below. Here's the kind of the title they're pushing on their homepage. It says, "Did Elon Musk sacrifice safety in his push for self-driving cars?" Right. So this is the theory that they're pushing is Tesla doesn't care about safety, right? Elon Musk is pushing it down. Nothing is further from the truth than that. Here it says, "Inside Tesla, as Elon Musk pushed an unflinching vision for self-driving cars, the automaker may have undermined safety and designing its autopilot driver assistance system to fit its chief executive's vision," former employees say. So a lot of accusations here. The reporters are Cade Metz and Neil Boudet. Let's go into some of the kind of the highlights of this article. It says, as the guiding force behind autopilot, Mr. Musk pushed it into directions other automakers were unwilling to take this kind of technology. Interviews with 19 people who worked on the project over the last decade show. So Mr. Musk repeatedly misled buyers about the service's abilities, many of those people say. All of these people, they spoke on the condition of anonymity, fearing retaliation for Mr. Musk and Tesla. All right, so here's the gist of the article. We have 19 supposedly former employees, casting their doubts and sharing that they didn't agree with parts of Tesla's autopilot program. So he says, since the start of Tesla's work on autopilot, there have been a tension between safety and Mr. Musk's desire to market Tesla cars as technological marvels. Okay, so this is the whole kind of accusation that this article is saying, is that Musk is de-emphasizing, sacrificing safety, right, to push so-called marketing kind of gimmick with full self-driving. In addition, some who have long worked on autonomous vehicles for other companies, as well as seven former members of the autopilot team, have questioned Tesla's practice of constant modifications to autopilot and FSD pushed out to drivers through software updates, saying it can be hazardous because buyers are never quite sure what the system can and cannot do. All right, again, another kind of labeling saying, hey, you know, maybe these software updates aren't safe, but I don't know where this is coming from. In my opinion, in my experience, software updates are great, right? With autopilot, it just continuously gets better. With FSD beta, if this is what they're talking about, yeah, FSD beta is a program that, you know, Tesla is very clear with that there are risks and you need to oversee it very carefully. I'm not seeing software updates as being, you know, negative or dangerous. This is kind of confusing. Here, Elon Musk said the company had tested the safety implications of not using radar, but provided no details. So they have a section on radar that, you know, Tesla removed it. And this, even the sentence, it's accusing, right, kind of insinuating that Tesla didn't do their due diligence, is not providing details. However, Tesla provided a blog. If they had watched Andrei Karpathy's talks, right, that he's given on YouTube in different conferences, he clearly lays out a complete explanation of all of the different testing they did to remove radar, right? They worked on this extremely long time, and he shows, you know, all the graphs and everything they did. And it's just a sign that these reporters aren't doing their due diligence, actually doing a deep dive into the technologies behind this. I mean, this stuff is on YouTube, and I've highlighted it as well on my channel. But recently, even Mr. Musk has expressed some doubts about Tesla's technology. Again, it's another, like, it feels like every other paragraph is insinuating like false motives or the worst of Elon. It says, after repeatedly describing full self-driving in speeches, in interviews, and on social media as a system on the verge of full autonomy. Mr. Musk in August called it not great. The team working on it, he said on Twitter, is rallying to improve as fast as possible. Now, this is a complete misquote, in my opinion. This quote where Elon Musk said it was not great, he was specifically talking about as an update. It was, I think it was update FSD beta version 9.2. And the context was not on FSD in its complete entirety. It was about that update, right? And they completely just, took this out of context. Other companies developing driver assistance systems and fully autonomous cars thought cameras were not enough. Google, for example, outfitted its self-driving test cars with expensive LiDAR devices as big as buckets mounted on the roof. Cameras, by contrast, were cheap and small, which made them appealing to Tesla for its sleek cars. My gosh, can you believe this? Like, this is actually in the New York Times. It's basically saying that Tesla likes the cameras because they look cool, right? They aren't these big devices on top of the car. No, Tesla likes cameras because they make more sense, right? They actually are reliable. Humans have proven, right? You could drive completely safe. The whole system, the transportation system, is set up for our eyes, right? For a visual driving experience. And I think for them to accuse Tesla as liking cameras because it looks good, this is a complete cheap shot here. Tesla cars can use computers to handle aspects of driving, such as changing lanes, but there are concerns that this driver assistance system called Autopilot is not safe, right? This is the whole gist of the article, calling Autopilot not safe. But if you look at what Autopilot is, we have to classify it in two things, right? One is Autopilot, which is basically highway driving, driver assisted. It's fantastic, right? This thing is improving so much over the years. Like, you can't compare Autopilot from 2015 to 2021. There is no comparison. Like, it's so much better, right? Then you have the FSD beta, which is a separate complete program, right? With limited spots, and it's a complete different animal, which requires a lot of assistance or a lot of driver monitoring. Anyways, basically, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, it says, looking at Autopilot's involvement in crashes after 12 instances involving Teslas crashing into parked emergency vehicles, the agency has authority to force a recall or recall new features. Again, they don't, talk about the context of this. Part of the issue with radar was, it was hard to identify or to, parked vehicles ahead or even different objects to distinguish, what is part of the scene versus what is actually a car. This is why, one of the reasons why they moved and removed radar was to increase their accuracy, right? And we haven't had any, right? Instances, at least reported instances that I'm aware of Tesla hitting parked cars after they removed radar, yet there's no mention of this at all, right? And it just basically slammed Tesla for removing radar, saying that, they liked sleek cars, but it's almost the opposite of what Tesla is doing, right? Tesla is prioritizing safety. That's the reason why they removed radar. Yeah, anyways, this article, it's getting worse as we go on. All right, the route taken by the car. So they're talking about a full self-driving kind of demo video that Tesla put together. They had been charted ahead of time by software that created a three-dimensional digital map, a feature unavailable to drivers using the commercial version of Autopilot, according to two former members of the Autopilot team. At one point during the filming of the video, the car hit a roadside barrier on Tesla's property while using Autopilot and had to be repaired, three people who worked on the video said. All right, it goes on and says Sterling Anderson. So he led the Autopilot team for about 1 year, I think 2015 to 2016. He went on to help start the company Aurora. He told Tesla sales and marketing teams that they should not refer to the company's technology as autonomous or self-driving because this would mislead the public, according to two former employees. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Tesla doesn't call, their technologies autonomous per se, right? They say you have to continuously monitor it. Anyways, Aman Shashua, chief executive at Mobileye, a former Tesla supplier that had been testing technology that is similar to the electric cars maker, said Mr. Musk's idea of using only cameras in a self-driving system could ultimately work, though other sensors may be needed in the short term. He added that Mr. Musk might exaggerate the capabilities of the company's technology, but that those statements shouldn't be taken too seriously. One should not be hung up on what Tesla says. Truth is not necessarily their end goal. The end goal is to build a business. And that's how the New York Times ends this article. Man, this is brutal, right? Accusing Tesla of sacrificing safety, not caring about people or the truth, and actually just caring about, right, making money. And I think my hunch with that is that this Mobileye quote is probably taken out of context too, right? And I don't think it's giving justice to the CEO either. I mean, that's my assumption. All right, so what's some key takeaways? How can we, you know, take a step back and look at all this? First, how many Autopilot engineers versus engineers of other companies did they interview? It wasn't clear. They had a lot of just quotes from different so-called, you know, people working on autonomous or whatever technologies. Second is, which companies are these so-called former Autopilot engineers currently at? And I want to know if there are any conflict of interest. Like, for example, do these employees so-called have stock in their current companies? And are these current companies like Aurora or, you know, some other companies, are they publicly traded or not? Like, yeah, where are these, you know, so-called former Tesla employees that are being quoted in this article? Next is, what years did these former Autopilot engineers work at Tesla? I think at Tesla, yeah, it's like, it's a fast moving train. Like, are these Autopilot engineers really current, you know, do they know anything within the past 1 or 2 years? Are we talking about, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, right? Fourth is, what's the background of this article? Who initiated communication with these former Autopilot engineers? And my question is, were any of these leads provided to these reporters as kind of like a pitch? And who pitched them, right? There are a lot of times where people hire folks, let's say short sellers might hire, not just short sellers, but the financial industry is huge, right? We're talking about, you know, people risking, you know, hundreds and millions of dollars on a single trade or position. And they could hire a person, a company, et cetera, to pitch certain reporters a type of story. And when they pitch, sometimes they might actually include different leads of, let's say, former so-called employees and already who they pre-contacted, right? So that they could, it speeds up the whole process, ready with some quotes so that the reporters just need to confirm, right, with those so-called leads. My question is, was any of that done? Like, who pitched this? Was there any, you know, so-called initial research done by another person? And what, I guess, relationships does that person have with anyone in the financial industry or investment industry? Number five is, why is so much of this story based on events 3 to 5 years ago with little emphasis on the current state of Autopilot? Yeah, it goes back to, you know, like 2014, 2015. Things are very different. Number six, why insinuate that Tesla has sacrificed safety with a few anonymous former employees without other facts and statistics? For example, why aren't they mentioning Tesla's own statistics that Autopilot driven miles, right, are actually much safer than non-Autopilot driven miles? Like, they're not using any of the stuff that Tesla gives out in the open, and rather they make this whole case on supposedly anonymous former Tesla employees who could be shareholders in competing, right, autonomous driving startups and companies with conflicts of interest. And they don't even give like the full story on when these people worked there and how they, you know, left, et cetera. It's just so confusing. Number seven, why is there little to no acknowledgement of Tesla's accomplishments? For example, Tesla has by far the most data. They have the most advanced neural nets, the highest satisfaction. People love, right, using their Autopilot. And they have a clear lead with a lot of things they're doing, yet none of this is acknowledged, right? It's just completely tossed in, basically saying that, hey, others, right, have been going at this and are prioritizing safety, right? But Tesla is not. That's the whole gist of the story. All right, number eight, the story, I think, unfairly assumes the motives of Elon Musk to deceive people for money and business. And this is probably the most damning part of the article, but also the most unfounded, and I think just, kind of tasteless in a sense, because they don't really, you know, if you're going to make a claim like this, you really need to back it up with clear evidence, not just insinuating, you know, stuff from, you know, I don't know. It's just a completely weak and unfounded kind of attack. In my opinion, Elon Musk is not trying to deceive people for money, et cetera. He's not sacrificing safety, in my opinion. In my opinion, it's the nature of trying to solve these big problems of software that have never been done before while using like massive neural nets, data, et cetera, being part of the software industry. You know, I've led my own software company for many years now. software is so interesting. A lot of times you feel like you're on the verge of, you know, fixing something, solving something, cracking a nut, especially if you've been at it for a while. And then when you do it, sometimes there's, it just isn't, didn't crack it as much as you want. So you continue to go on another iteration, right? And a lot of it is like subjective in some ways, but that's the nature of the game with software. But it's even greater when it deals with software that's like, you're not really programming the if-thens, right? We're talking about these huge neural networks. You put a bunch of data into it and you're not sure exactly what the outcome is going to be. You feel like it could be, you know, almost at the verge of solving it completely, right? And that kind of explains more of the reality, in my opinion, is that, yeah, we're talking about an immensely fast-moving, extremely difficult problem that constantly feels like, to Elon Musk, that he's on the verge, that Tesla's on the verge of cracking this nut. And when they get to one place, it opens up, you know, a few more problems, and it continues to go so. Yet, all throughout the while, Elon Musk and Tesla are not sacrificing safety in the sense that, you know, their rollout is measured, their improvements with autopilot and safety are consistent, and yeah, it's just a great experience, right? Autopilot on the freeways. If FSD beta with a limited group for people who understand, right, the risks and with driver monitoring required, I mean, it's improving at such a rapid pace. Yeah, I don't know. It feels like a lot of the gist, the heart, the essence of Tesla's MO and approach is being completely mischaracterized by this story. All right, further, the story shows little research into the real mechanics and under the hood developments of Tesla's autopilot and FSD beta. Yeah, they should watch these reporters, my series with James Dama. I think it's like 20 something videos right now, where we go through all of the mechanics, the under the hood mechanics of FSD, exactly what Tesla is doing to build their approach. And I think from an outsider, it could look like, oh, it's haphazard, but no, Tesla is meticulously, you know, putting together all of the pieces together and actually doing, I think, a great job rolling it out. And to release this type of magnitude of a story, right, with such accusations, right, against Elon Musk and Tesla, saying that they don't care about safety, right? They just care about looks and business and money, etc. I think, yeah, it's irresponsible to say the least. All right, number 10. I think the story just adds to the noise and confusion by the general public. Like, yeah, who is in the lead with autonomous driving? And exactly, yeah, what is Tesla's approach? It's being shaded and confused by stories like this, especially, you know, on the New York Times, one of the so-called leading, right, media outlets in the US and globally, now basically pitching themselves against Tesla, right? And full self-driving, the safety ethos of Tesla. Like, nothing matters more than safety for Tesla, yet the New York Times is completely misrepresenting, I think, the values of Tesla in this article. In my opinion, we can look at actually a different side, maybe a positive side. We could say that it's actually an opportunity for those who will do their own research, who will come up with their own thinking to look at objectively at what's really going on. And I think for those who do, you'll find a completely different reality that Tesla is meticulously progressing, right, on their road to autonomous driving, is pulling together all the right technological pieces and is prioritizing safety as well. Anyways, I hope this video has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.